Thank you very much, Norbert Reithofer, and now Friedrich Aichiner.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you to the BMW Group's Financial Analysts Meeting 2009 as well. Let me start by making two important statements. First, a decline in retail and unusually high charges characterized 2008 for the BMW Group and the entire industry. We accrued substantial additional risk provisions. We recognized substantial one-off expenses for a voluntary personnel reduction. Second, management focused on cutting cost, adjusting production, reducing inventories, and resolutely managing liquidity. We thus prepared the company with foresight for the challenging business we see in this year. We worked hard on our cost structures and improved our efficiency even further. Let me start with our group earnings in 2008. Group revenues nearly 53.2 billion euros. This represents a 5% decrease compared to the previous year. Net of currency effects, group revenues would have dropped by only 0.8%. Despite the high one-off charges caused by the financial crisis, we achieved a group EBIT of 921 million euros. This corresponds to a profit before tax that was clearly positive at 351 million euros, but was 91% down year-on-year. This was caused by the decline in retail and the unusually high charges mentioned earlier, which amounted to more than 2.4 billion euros. Now, let me review the one-off charges that had the largest impact on our earnings. We accrued additional risk provisions for our financial services business. More than 1.97 billion euros were additionally recognized for residual value and credit default risks. I will share more on this shortly. We spent some 455 million euros on personnel measures as part of our severance program. We expect this to result in 500 million euros annual savings moving forward. Ladies and gentlemen, at their core, the group's operating activities were very successful. The following adjustments show the company's operational strength. Without the aforementioned additional charges, group EBIT would have totaled 3.3 billion euros. On this basis, the EBIT margin would have been 6.3%. This proves that the company fared well and demonstrated its operating strength in a very challenging business environment. Initiatives from strategy number one made a major contribution to this. They enabled us to optimize costs even further. By taking action early on, we improved the company's performance once again. This brings me to a particular item on the income statement. Researching and developing new technologies and options to meet customer wishes is extremely important when it comes to securing our company's future, especially now. Research and development costs, according to IFRS, amounted to 2.8 billion euros. They were thus 95 million euros lower year-on-year. The ratio of R&D costs to revenues, according to IFRS, was 5.3%. This puts us in the R&D ratio target range of 5 to 5.5%, which we aim to achieve by 2012. The capitalization ratio was 42.7%. We continued to invest in future technologies and efficient drive systems. In the process, we benefited from significant improvements in efficiency in research and development. We want to maintain our technology lead, especially as regards efficient and alternative drive technologies, lightweight construction, and active safety systems. They give us a clear competitive advantage. In the future, we will leverage more synergies and make significant improvements in enhancing efficiencies. We will change the structure of our income statement from the interim report in the first quarter of 2009 onwards. The change relates to the separate statement of our research and development costs. Since we adopted IFRS in 2001, you have seen them as a separate item on the income statement in our financial statements. We were asked by the German Financial Reporting Enforcement Panel to disclose research and development costs under sales costs in the future. We decided to comply with the request from fiscal 2009 onwards. In addition, we will make sure that the research and development costs are transparent to you through relevant commentary in the notes. The BMW Group is maintaining its stakeholder-oriented approach and considering shareholder interests appropriately despite the difficult environment. The Board of Management and the Supervisory Board are proposing a dividend of 30 eurocents per share of common stock and of 32 eurocents per share of preferred stock. The dividend payment totals 197 million euros. Ladies and gentlemen, building on the initiatives and objectives of our number one strategy, we realized further cost savings and improved our efficiency in 2008. This enabled us to partially compensate for the negative effects. For instance, in 2008, we reduced fixed costs compared with the previous year. This is reflected in the sales costs and the administrative costs adjusted to exclude the one-off expense presented in the income statement. We also realized substantial savings in material costs. We optimized our value-added chain lastingly in terms of costs, quality, and innovations. In addition, we achieved substantial productivity improvements in our in-house manufacturing. Furthermore, we will benefit even more from the use of industrial construction kits and increased component sharing between our model series in the future. But cost structures were not the only area we worked on in order to prepare ourselves for the difficult environment. We strengthened our robust financial position even further. Despite the turmoil on capital markets, we managed to strengthen our liquidity and expanded proactively for 2009. As of December 31st, 2008, the group had 8.1 billion euros in cash and cash equivalents. I will come back to these points shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, now I would like to comment on the financials of our individual segments. Let me start with the automobile business. In this segment, we posted revenues of 48.8 billion euros, falling 9.4% short of the high level achieved in the previous year. At 690 million euros, EBIT was 2.76 billion euros down year on year. ROCE of the automobile segment was 4.9% compared with 24.7% a year earlier. Net of the one-off charges I mentioned earlier, ROCE would have amounted to 14.6%. The significant decline in earnings reflects the substantial burdens experienced in the last financial year. This slide shows some of the causes of the sharp decline in earnings. The decline in retail, as well as mix and price-related effects, reduced earnings by 1.45 billion euros. The additional risk provision for residual values decreased our earnings by 911 million euros. The additional currency charge of 387 million euros foreshadowed over the course of the year primarily stems from the US dollar and the British pound. The severance payment mentioned earlier had a negative effect of 452 million euros in the automobiles segment. Depreciation and amortization had a further adverse effect on earnings of 16 million euros. Raw material price increases had an earnings reducing impact of 196 million euros. Conversely, efficiency enhancements had a positive effect of 801 million euros. What I said regarding the group as a whole also applies to the automobile segment. Our overall operating performance improved. We succeeded in becoming even more efficient and reducing fixed costs even more. We improved efficiency by 450 million euros compared with 2007. We increased productivity by 7 to 8%. Also, we manufactured far fewer units than originally planned. Therefore, this rise should be viewed even more positively. Moreover, we stepped up efforts to manage working capital efficiently very early on. Our proactive and foresighted management activities involved decreasing production, optimizing receivables management, and reducing inventories in good time. This decreased our net current assets by nearly 1.2 billion euros. In light of the significant decline in retail, the automobile segment had a moderate level of free cash flow of minus 81 million euros as of December 31st. Free cash flow was only marginally negative in the fourth quarter as well. In sum, this development is proof of our solid finance management. We are better positioned in this area than many competitors. Our 9 billion euros in net financial assets in the automobile segment give us a solid position from which to tackle the challenges of 2009. Due to the introduction of new segment reporting from the 2008 annual financial statements onwards, we now report net financial assets for the automobile segment and no longer do so for the industrial operations subgroup. The method for calculating net financial assets was adjusted to the practices common in the auto sector. Now, only internal receivables and liabilities from financing activities are netted against each other. The positive development in 2008 was driven by the higher level of cash and cash equivalents and the rise in internal net financial receivables of the automobile segment companies. Net financial receivables of the automobile segment now equals 8.2 billion euros. It includes some 4.7 billion euros of receivables from other entities, which are primarily due to the reassignment of subsidiaries as part of an internal restructuring. The internal loan to the financial services business amounts to some 3.5 billion euros and is on a level of the third quarter 2008. Financial liabilities also grew year on year, increasing to about 4.8 billion euros. The rise stems from capital market borrowings by companies that belong to the automobiles segment. Therefore, in 2008, our net financial assets totaled 9 billion euros. Given the difficult business environment, our financial management focused especially on maintaining a high level of liquidity and widely diversified financing. Furthermore, we strengthened our cash and cash equivalents substantially in 2008. This was achieved through successful capital market transactions with international investors and the expansion of the customer deposit business. This brings me to the financial services segment. We concluded just under 1.2 million new contracts with end customers, 10.3% more than a year earlier. Contracts on hand with customers and dealers thus rose by 15.2% to a total of 3.03 million units. The business volume based on balance sheet carrying amounts rose 12.3% to 57.6 billion euros. We steered growth more towards credit financing via our proactive management in this area. The lease penetration rate was thus essentially flat. In total, the penetration rate rose to 48.5% in a year under review. The financial services segment recorded a negative profit before tax of 292 million euros. The main reason for the drop in earnings was a negative impact of the additional risk provision of 1 billion and 57 million euros. The rise in refinancing costs also played a role. Credit risk had a negative impact of 363 million euros. The risk provision was the leasing portfolio's residual value losses was the single largest item. Expenses for the entire volume of leases on hand totaled 694 million. Contractual risks were primarily in the USA, UK, Germany, and Canada. We accrued an additional risk provision of 580 million euros in the fourth quarter alone. Without these additional charges, our EBT for 2008 in this segment would have amounted to 768 million euros, which would have been a year-on-year improvement of 3.4%. On this basis, the return on equity would have been 19.1%. Ladies and gentlemen, from our current perspective, we have sufficiently considered the foreseeable exposure of all our contracts to residual value risks, with the risk provision we have built in both segments. We observed a marginal improvement on the US used car market in January and February. The average residual value loss per vehicle declined slightly. This is in line with our forecasts. Based on our assumptions, the situation on this market should stabilize and eventually improve over the medium term. Of course, we are aware of the volatility of this business field. Therefore, we cannot completely rule out further residual value risks in 2009. In the end, this will depend on the development of the markets. Last year, we further made a proactive move to reduce the number of lease agreements in the USA in favor of credit financing. This will result in a significant decline in lease returns in 2011 compared to 2008. As a precautionary measure, we significantly lowered the residual values included in those lease agreements concluded last year. This reduces the residual value risk for new contracts. In the last few months, we have taken a series of measures on the US market in order to bolster our residual values. We adjusted monthly lease installments in order to take the residual value trend and the rise in refinancing costs into account. We refined our used car strategy for the American market. Its measures support the marketing of returns. Our successful CPO program is one of the elements. CPO stands for Certified Pre-Owned. We offer these cars with an extended warranty once they have gone through an extensive maintenance procedure. Last year, we delivered more than 104,000 CPO cars in the USA, 14% more than in 2007. We see strong demand for our CPO vehicles at present. This enabled us to reduce inventories in the USA and the number of our vehicles in stock at dealerships substantially. BMW and Mini currently rank among the top five brands with the lowest number of days in inventory in the USA. The source is Autodata, February. In addition, we reduced the risk of credit losses even further by making our credit award process even stricter. Our rigorous credit worthiness checks ensure that we are only exposed to manageable risks when entering into new credit arrangements. The credit loss rate rose to 0.59% compared with 0.46% in the previous year. However, we cannot rule out a further increase in credit defaults due to the global economic situation. Ladies and gentlemen, despite these effects, the field of financial services is attractive to the BMW Group, both now and in the future. Leasing gives us the opportunity to put a well-to-excellently equipped car into the hands of our customer every 3 years. In contrast, vehicles purchased with cash are usually kept by the first owner for an average of over 5 years. On average, extras ordered for purchased cars are 40% lower than those for leased cars. The loyalty rates for leased cars are encouragingly high at over 75%. All in all, the environment on the leasing market has changed because a number of competitors have abandoned the business. Leasing is and will remain a good tool for the BMW Group to ensure customer loyalty over the medium term. Despite higher refinancing costs and the additional risk provisions, the financial services segment is profitable in organic terms and is an important element of our group strategy. The dependence on money and capital markets becomes especially evident in light of the world financial market crisis. The BMW Group has managed to refinance itself without a problem since last September, but at much higher cost. In light of the more favorable basis interest rates caused by the interest rate cuts implemented by the central banks, we expect that the rise in financing cost will remain within limits. As mentioned earlier, we diversified our refinancing tools. This included the customer deposit business in Germany and the US, as well as the issuance of benchmark bonds, private placements, commercial paper, ABS, and bank loans. These instruments and numerous contacts with investors will enable us to secure seamless financing going forward as well. Financial services now account for about two-thirds of total assets. Therefore, we are looking into the further development of the structure of the financial services business. In so doing, we aim to make progress in optimizing refinancing and improve risk management. Ladies and gentlemen, what awaits us in 2009 and how will we react to the challenges? This year, we expect the market to shrink by 10 to 20% compared to 2007. We have initiated measures that will help minimize the negative effect on earnings. And we will maintain this course with resolve. Processes to prioritize costs have been introduced successfully across all levels. Cost control will be a top priority in the next few months as well. We are consistently continuing the efficiency enhancement measures introduced by strategy number one. We expect our cooperation with Daimler AG to result in cost advantages as well. We will leverage economies of scale in purchasing jointly developed parts. We have been regularly holding talks on pooling purchasing volumes with Daimler AG. Both parties have identified a double-digit number of suitable components. None of these components help differentiate between the brands or are relevant from a customer perspective. Both companies will benefit from this in the foreseeable future. We are making a huge effort to further optimize the use of our capital. We have identified the potential to reduce capital expenditure in 2009 to less than 4 billion euros compared with 2008. In light of the large number of vehicle projects, this is an ambitious goal, which we will achieve through efficiency improvements and optimization measures. Nevertheless, we will continue to invest in our future. Thanks to our strategy number one, we are looking into the future with confidence. We are certain of having the right strategy and the best products, also, and especially given the difficult global environment. This forces us to make some significant cuts. Cost management is our top priority today and in the months to come. Our staff understands how necessary this is. We will continue to chart our existing course for cost reduction and efficiency optimization on this basis. We continue to actively manage net current assets and free cash flow. Safeguarding and increasing our liquidity is also extremely important. In so doing, we are setting the stage for giving the BMW Group the best possible position for the financial year and afterwards. The Board of Management of the BMW Group and all its employees will fight for every vehicle sold, for every cent saved, and for every cent earned. If the economic environment should worsen, we will reassess the situation and work on the basis of a new scenario if needed. We view the current situation as an opportunity, as a fitness program for our company. We will use this year to optimally align the BMW Group for the challenges we face today and prepare for the growth opportunities we will have tomorrow. We continue to invest in our future-oriented areas since they are the key to our future success. With our strategy number one, we are charting the right course, also in light of the challenges in 2009. Thank you for your attention.